Okay, Rabbosai. Good morning, everybody. The Zechanishmas Avi Mori, Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, the Zechanishmas Daniel Shein, and Yoshua Falk. Okay, we are now holding Chazara. Again, Chazara is very important, Rabbosai. You see, after you do Chazara, everything that we learn comes together. Okay, so let's start now from 22, even though we did it a little bit, but we'll start from 22. Sefer Tosefta Shabbos, Simen Reish Mem Tes, Sifkat and Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't eat even in the morning. You shouldn't eat even in the morning. So, and the Shulchan Aruch says, because we may cover the Shabbos. So you should be nikanes le Shabbos shehu toiv. Rabbi Harari told me. Rabbi Harari's here. Rabbi Harari? Is he on?
Yeah, he's on, yeah.
Does he hear us?
I don't know what's on his end, but I know he is on the Zoom.
Okay, because he told me a nice vor from Rabbi Pinchas Hirschsprung yesterday. So I want him to say it over to the Shir. Rabbi Harari, are you here? But could you speak? We'll be on soon. Okay, because I want... Rabbi Pinchas Hirschsprung, yeah, we have, where was Michael Belolo? Is here? Michael?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so, right, so, you know, Rabbi Pinchas Hirschsprung was from Montreal, right?
Yeah.
Right, so Rabbi Pinchas Hirschsprung was one of the... I once made a bracha on Rabbi Pinchas Hirschsprung. I know, you know, the bracha of a Talmud Chacham I once made on Rabbi Pinchas Hirschsprung. He was a big guy. He was Baki Bashas, Poiskim, you know, knew everything about Pe. You know, the meaning of Rabbi Pinchas Hirschsprung is that he would ask you where you're learning, what you're learning. You say, we're learning Bava Basra Mem Aleph. And then he would recite it about Pe. That was his meaning. Wherever you were learning, he'd say, what are you learning now? He'd tell him what Masechta, what Daf, and then he would recite it about Peh.
What bracha did he make?
Bracha of Shacholach, Cholach Mechach Masol Ireyav. He made it on Rabbi Pinchas Hirschsprung.
Have you ever made that on anyone else?
I think so far I've only made it on Rabbi Pinchas Hirschsprung.
Yeah.
Why?
Not even like
I made it on whatever. I made it on Rabbi Pinchas Hirschsprung. Why didn't I make it on others?
Why didn't you make it? Okay, interesting.
Yeah. I once went with Rabbi Reichman. We went to Borough Park where Pinchas Hirschsprung said a hesped on the Kloisenberger River. That was the one time I saw Rabbi Pinchas Hirschsprung. So in Montreal. Okay, and now Rabbi Harari is connecting to the audio. I'm going to tell you over the vort that Rabbi Harari?
Yep, Simon, I'm on now. I'm on.
Okay.
I have to get on the phone to get on.
Rabbi, I want you to... Rabbi Harari is from Toronto. In fact, Rabbi Harari attended the Levaya of Rav Avraham Price. He was a big goyim. As a child, he knew the Avnei Nezer. You know, the Avnei Nezer held from him. And Rabbi Harari told me that I remember the Levaya was like 20 some years ago, right, Rav Harari? And
94,
right. 94 was Levaya that Rav Harari called me up in 94 to tell me about Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung's hesped, right? He was maspid Avram Price. He was a big guy, Rav Price, in Toronto. Unfortunately, people today don't know him, but he was a big guy. So Rav Harari sent over to me on the phone yesterday a vort from Rav Hirschsprung regarding the sugya that we're doing. So instead of me, I'm a cliché, let Rav Harari say it over to the oilim.
Okay.
You know, it's on the...
okay, I'm going to...
On the Medrash of, you know, by Adam HaRishon, that he ate from the Eitz Hadas. So Hashem said, what are you doing? So he said, Achalti v'ochal ot. Right? Hanachash, you want to use
that?
He said, I ate and I'm going to eat some more. So, yeah, so Rav Harari, say over.
Okay, Rav Hirschman quoted another Yehuda that there was a maisa of a very rich person who would always eat the asuda l'tayavon. He would always eat asuda on Arab Shabbos,
He would eat a big suda. He was Pashto says violating the halacha of not eating, eating like a suda she'ini regila. Even though we said if you're rich and you eat it all the time, but still, that's called the Suda Sheina Regila, because even though it's ruggle for you, but it's a Suda Sheina Regila. So he ate the Suda, he violated Pashtas the Halacha. So the Nodim Yehuda asked him, what are you doing? How are you violating this Halacha?
Yeah.
The Nodim Yehuda asked him that.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
So the person said, "Don't worry, I always have a teyavon when Shabbos arrives. I always have a teyavon to eat."
Right. He said, "Don't worry, because the whole idea is that you won't have a teyavon, like the Shulchan Aruch says. But I do have a teyavon, so therefore I hold that I can eat the big meal on Friday, and then I'll still be able to have a teyavon on Shabbos night." Go on. No.
Yeah, so the Nebuta said, now we understand the Medrash. The Medrash says that Adam Rishon said, Achalti be'ochalot, like Rasami just quoted.
No, but Adam Rishon said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, how could you eat from the Eitz Hadas?
Right.
He said, I ate and I'm going to eat some more. Achalti, Chazal say, ve'ochalot. So what's, yeah.
Yeah. The pasuk says Hinas Nali Mina Eitz Va'Ocheil. Va'Ocheil is in the future. It should have said Va'Achalti, right?
Va'Ocheil.
It should have said Hinas Nali Mina.
My wife, she gave it to me, Va'Ocheil, and the Chazal Darshan, Achalti Va'Ocheil in the future. And I'm going to eat more. So what's the pshat? Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So so he said, okay. So I mean, there's a famous Kutzker Rebbe on this, but. The Rebbe said he understands this Midrash, because really the Midrash says, had Adam HaRishon not eaten on Erev Shabbos from the Eitz Hadas,
it would have been mutter.
Then he would have been mutter on Hashem was just waiting for Shabbos to come.
Right. In other words, Eitz Hadas was the whole problem is that he ate from on Friday from the Eitz Hadas, but if he would have waited to Shabbos, it would have come mutter. I have a whole mimer in my sefer about that. About the Mila of the Messinus, you got to be patient. So the whole idea of the Eitz Hadas, right? The whole idea of the Eitz Hadas that he ate it on Friday. If he would have waited to Shabbos, it would have become mutter. Yeah, go on.
Right. So he said that was Adam's taina. Is don't worry, if I eat now, I'll still have a teyavon to eat when Shabbos comes in.
In other words, he's saying that the reason why Eitz Hadas because if you eat on Friday, you won't have a taiva for Shabbos. So
right, you won't have a type of eat it on Shabbos. That was why Hashem told him not to eat it.
So what does he say back? Va'ochel, achalti, va'ochelod, yeah. That don't worry.
Achalti va'ochelod, don't worry. Don't worry, I'll eat it. Just because I'm eating it now, I'll still be able to eat it on Shabbos when Shabbos comes in.
Yeah.
Achalti va'ochelod.
So all the sugya we're learning, the Nodim Yehuda, the first one was sent over from the Nodim Yehuda, everything we're learning is Pshat in the Pasuk, with the Eitz Hadas. You hear the word, it's a good word. It's a typical Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung type of thing. You know, pilpul. You know, pilpul and the Chumash and things
yeah,
like that. Okay, so, and the Ferrari said it's printed in a sefer. So he was saying it over from the Nodim Yehuda. But it's the type of thing he would say over, Rav Hirschsprung.
Yeah.
Hirschman would say over the pilpul.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's the word. Achalti v'ochalot. I ate, today's Friday, and I taka ate. He said I can't because the whole chashash is covered Shabbos, v'ochalot, and I'll be able to still eat on Shabbos. It's a good word.
Yeah, that's the word.
Meridik. Meridik of work.
But apparently it didn't work. It didn't work, apparently.
Yeah, so you see the what? That Lamaisa, you have to watch, you have to follow the Chazal. And if there's an Isser, you can't say, well, you know, like Shlomo HaMelech, you know, I'll have many wives and
Ani Arbe V'lo Asur,
right, by Shlomo HaMelech. I'll have many wives and I still won't deal. You know, so in other words, no one could say that I can, that's the Musar Haskel, right, Rabbi Harari is saying. That no one could say, I don't have to follow this gezeira or this harchaka or this thing. If Chazal Koveya, you shouldn't eat on Friday, you shouldn't eat on Friday. That's the mistake. So you see, this sugi we're doing was the first sin in the world. The first sin in the world of violating these halachas on of eating on Friday and not, you see? So that's a beautiful verse. Rav Harari said it to me on the phone yesterday, so I'm glad we could say we have Rav Harari to say it over again today. This is found in which sefer, Rav Harari?
Otros Pinchas.
Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung. And okay, so Michael, we say something in honor of Hirschsprung. We hail to you from Montreal. Okay, good. Okay, so the Tosefta Shabbos, getting back to page 22, the Tosefta Shabbos says another reason that's given of why you shouldn't have a big meal on Friday. Besides, and he quotes it from Rabbeinu Tam. So the guys in the shiur looked it up. They said it's really Rabbeinu Hanano, it should be. It's quoted in the Rashba, right? In the Rashba, where in the Yevamah, Gittin, Rashba and Gittin, Hashem Rabbeinu Chanan Mishum D'Chashin, Hashem Mitoch Tirdas Asuda, Lo Yisasku B'Tzarchei Shabbos. In other words, it's not because you can get filled up. It's because you make a big Suda, so you have to be, you're involved in the Suda, so we're afraid you're not going to be Osech B'Tzarchei Shabbos. And he says, enough. So these are two different reasons. One is that you won't have an appetite, and one is you can just be busy with the Suda and you won't properly prepare for Shabbos. So those are the two reasons. So so the Nafkamina, the two of the reasons is, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, if you have someone who could do Tzarchei Shabbos for you, so then it would be okay. Oh, but so, because if that's the real reason, but if you don't have, then it will be usher. But if the reason of the appetite, then that would be usher either way, because we choishes of the appetite. Oh, mishahu bederech v'daito. What about someone else who? And another nafkamina is that somebody is on the derech and he's planning to come to his house before Shabbos. So there's no usher. Because it's not going to take away his preparation for Shabbos. He's on the derech anyway. So if he's on the derech anyway, who cares what he eats now? He's on the airplane. He wants to have a big feast on the airplane. Let him have a big feast on the airplane. It's going to take away from his Misasek for Shabbos, but he's not able to be Misasek for Shabbos anyway. He's on the airplane. But according to the Mechaber, that it's a din in the appetite, then it'll be a problem. And the nafkamina is if a person is not planning to eat Friday night. So sometimes a person's not eating Friday night, so the halacha is if you don't eat Friday night, you can have three meals on Shabbos day. So then there's no halacha of the appetite. Because that's only if you're planning to eat Friday night. If you're not planning to eat Friday night, then there's no risk. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Hananel, that's going to be usher also, because he's not going to have time to properly prepare for Shabbos. That doesn't have to do with the appetite. So those are the three reasons. Okay, so that's the question 22. 23. Tein divrei Magen Avraham b'inyan sudas erusin be'erev Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham The Mogen Avraham speaks about Sudas Eirshin. That it says you can't be Koveh Sudas Eirshin on Friday or Sudas Nesuin because it's not something that it's not Kateh Kavu is not. It's not Ragalah. So why does he have to do it today? Right? In other words, so he says, so the Sudas Eirusin is also on Friday. In other words, Sudas Eirusin, when they used to have Eirusin, today we don't have just Eirusin alone. We do it together with the whole, the Eirusin, the Suin is all done together. So the Magen Avraham asks, but I understand. Maybe he got engaged today, so he has the right to have the Suda today. So it is this man. Just like he had the Bris Mila today, he could have the Suda today. Or you say, well, why does he have to get engaged today? No, he had to get engaged today, because if you wait till Sunday, maybe someone will chaper Shem Yitad Menu Acher. Right? So therefore, he got engaged today. He was ready to get engaged, so he should do it as soon as possible. Someone else shouldn't chop her away, and then he has a right to do the suda l'chora. So he says, "Ani l'chanami." The Pshad and the Mechaber says the Magen Avraham is you can't be Ma'aris on Erev Shabbos, meaning if you had the Erusin before Friday, say you had the Erusin Wednesday, you can't make the Suda on Friday. But you could have Erusin on Friday, and once you have Erusin on Friday, then you can have the Suda on Friday also.
This is real Erusin, right? Not like engagement.
Harei at Mekudeshes Li B'Tabazo Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Real, again, we do that together at the Chasana. But then they didn't do it. So the Magen Avraham says that even though the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you shouldn't have Sudas Erusin on Friday, that doesn't. That you could do it really. If he has the Erusin on Friday, he could have the. And what about Nesuin? So Nesuin, that's more difficult. What's the story with the Suin? So the Suin is no Shem Yitad Menu by the Suin. So he says, because the Suin you could do it some other day. Suin you can do another day. But then he says, "Focus on the Mesivik Hafkuf Memav Kasev the Mutolisa Erev Haregel." So what's the heter of getting married on Erev Haregel, having the suit? What's the heter for that? Of course, there shouldn't be any heter. So take a look here, I think. Let's see in the... So it's preposterous is that means that therefore, but you can't have the suda. Erison, you can have the suda, but you, the simcha and the suin, you can't have because it's the suda sheiner regila. So that's why when people used to get married in Europe on Fridays, they had the suda Friday night. They didn't have the suda on Friday afternoon. There shouldn't be any hetter for the sudas, the sudas, for the sudas erison. There could be a hetter because you have a right to be maris shemikan menu acher, but you don't have a right to. So if you get married, you have to wait with this with the suda at least till Friday night. But suda's erisin, you have a right to get engaged. I mean, to have the arei mukudeshes on. Okay.
Are we really worried about Shema between our after? So
Harav Silberg is asking, what is the likelihood of Bizman Azeh of Shem Yikad Menu Acher? That's only because we have a certain way where people date Bizman Azeh. But it wasn't so, I guess Bizman HaTalmud, it wasn't so, it was different. In Achanami, maybe Bizman HaZeh, we don't have Shem Yikad Menu Acher. But Lamaisa, Chazal still had that notion. So maybe, even though it doesn't apply so much today, but maybe still, we still work with that. Then 24, Temach Lokas Bavli Yushalmi in the Nesu'in Berav Shabbos. So Magen Avraham quotes Machlokas Bavli Yushalmi. That's Machlokas Bavli Yushalmi. So let's look in the Magen Avraham. Because it's on page 3. With the Lisa and Haregel, who Talmud Aruch. The Lars Mutter. The same from Yusham Amashmuel, a few petition about Mutter, the Aris. But he says that Yerushalmi says that you can't get married on Friday. Also, Lisa Be'ev Shabbos, we should cover the Shabbos. So it's against the Babli says you could get married on Erev Shabbos. That's not even talking about the meal. It's talking about whether you could have, is it right to have Nisuin? So it's a machlokas Bava and Yerushalmi. Bava says yes, Yerushalmi says no. That's number 24. Well, then we said, what are the two reasons? She'en kovim sudo, she'en regila. So that we said already. The reason of kovet Shabbos, of having an appetite, and the reason of not being able to be osik b'tzarchei Shabbos, with you two going to be too involved in the Suda, you're not going to properly prepare for Shabbos. And that's the Mechaber calls one reason, and that's the Chidush HaRashba B'Shem the Rabbeinu Chananu. And then 26, I compared it to the Machlokas in the Yerushalmi about an Onen. An Onen doesn't do mitzvah, so the Yerushalmi says two reasons, either because Elo Misha Yisom Aso, because then if he's going to do mitzvahs, who's going to bury the mace? And the other reason is because kvod ha-mace. And the nafkamin is, if you have someone else who will do it for you, so then it'll be mutter if the reason that he's a maso. But if it's the other reason of... of covered... You know, cover them, so that even if you have somebody, you should still be ready to do it. The kfura. The same thing by Shabbos. That if you hold that you're not going to be able to, so we saw that Tosefta Shabbos says, if you hold you're going to be too busy, you're not going to be able to do it. But if you have someone else who's going to help you with the Suda Shabbos, then it's okay. But if you hold Mishim covered Hameis, that's the same thing of if they covered Hashabbos. So then that would be different.
Sorry, can you repeat your P26 one more time, please?
There were two reasons why you're not allowed to have a big suda on Friday. Either because we're afraid you're not going to have a proper appetite for Shabbos, or because you're not going to be able to, therefore, prepare properly for Shabbos. So... the Tosefta Shabbos says, the difference is, you say you have someone who will help you for Shabbos. So then could you make a big meal for something else? So if you hold the reason as appetite, so then appetite is still going to be a problem. So that even if you're somebody who's going to take care of Shabbos for you, but you're still not going to have a proper appetite. But if you hold the reason is that you should be able to properly prepare for Shabbos, so here you will, because you have another person taking care of it. So I said, there's another area in Halacha that seems to have the same machlokas and the same nafkamina, that a person is an onein, so he loses a relative from the misa and the kvura. He doesn't do mitzvahs. He doesn't do mitzvahs. No. So the Yerushalmi says, why doesn't he do mitzvahs? So Yerushalmi gives two answers. One answer is because if he's going to do mitzvahs, then he's not going to bury the mace. He's too involved doing mitzvahs. And the other reason is, kovet ha-mace. That even if, meaning, even if he, Yerushalmi says, if you have someone else, so then you will be able to bury the mace, because someone else will do it for you, so then you should be able to do mitzvahs. But if it's the svar of kovet ha-mace, so then that means that even if there's someone else who can bury the mace, you still have to not be involved in something else, because that's not covered that you're involving yourself in something else. So that 2 days in Yerushalmi are the 2 days that we have here in Legabe. In other words, we're making a comparison between doing something, doing mitzvahs during the Aninas and doing Suda Gedola on Friday. It has the two types of svaras and the same type of nafkamina. If there's someone else who will be involved. So that's what we said. Okay, take Shitas HaMarash Lublin, Logesh Achilu Bris Mila. So the Marash Lublin, he was of the opinion that he was the Sandak at a Bris on Friday, and he still would not go to the Suda. He didn't go to the Suda. Because of Mogan Avram quotes. The Shalach quotes. Because he says, why do they need me at the Suda? Yeah. It's on page 4, back at Gimel. Wait, it's on page... It's on Packet Dalet. And it's quoted in the Shalom. He was the Shalom's Rebbe. Right? We discussed that. And so he said, the Marash Lublin... He says, Kal v'chomer, misudas mila, shechala, v'rosh chodesh av anatainus. She'ein ochlem baser. In other words, if you have a mila on during the 9 days, so we only let basar to people, you know, to a minyan mitzumtzum. You know, 10 people, not more. But he says, eating meat during the 9 days is only a minyan. And still we're so machmir, not to only allow 10 people. So kviyas suda on Erev Shabbos is a din. So certainly, if you already have a minyan, why do you need me to come to the suda, even though I was the sandak? So the Shalom said back to his Rebbe, no, it's not comparable. Because in the case of the 9 days, they could have milchut. But on Erev Shabbos, ein limtso takana. So the kviyasuda yisurim. So he says, why do they have to have meat? So therefore, they don't have to have meat. So you want to have meat, so then it's only a minyan mitzumtzum. But on Erev Shabbos, kviyasuda is aser, but it's fleishik or milchik. So therefore, we're more machmir. But therefore, we can be more makel. In other words, on the bris milah thing, why do you have to have milk? Why do you have to have meat? Have milk, and you don't have to rely on the heter. So therefore, we're limiting the heter. But on Erev Shabbos, it's aser. Whether it's basar or chalaf. So then maybe to have a suda, a big suda. So there, we say that, so therefore it should be mutter if there's a suda smitzah, so it shouldn't have to be limited to 10 people. On the 9 days, it's only limited to 10 people because we didn't have to come on to this heter of meat. You could have had milk. But here, Erev Shabbos is an Isser Suda, whether it's meat or milk. So we're not having a special heter here because. So maybe it should be mutter, even more than 10 people. But he argued, because no, because really you should have tafka meat at the bris milah, at the sudas mitzvah. You should tafka have meat. So it's not a special heter. Shetafka should have meat. So for the sudas mitzvah, it's okay. It's not that we're doing an added kula that we're allowing meat, because you really only should have meat. That's Shechta's into that, to have meat at a bris milah. But like Rabbi Willard pointed out, Pashas is, you know, people don't enjoy meat at 8 o'clock in the morning. But that was the Marash Lublin. He said that he made a Kal v'chomer from the 9 days. We only allow the 10 people, so therefore we should also only allow the 10 people. And he says, there are more than 10 people here, so why do you need me to come to eat at the Suda? So you take sheet as a Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Pidyon HaBen Shalom Bizman HaBerev Shabbos. So we saw that the Magen Avraham says Pidyon HaBen Shalom Bizman HaPidyon HaBen Shalom Bizman, the Magen Avraham says you shouldn't do it on a Friday. So if you missed the Zman, hey, the Man was Wednesday and now you didn't do it on Friday, so you'll wait till Sunday. But by Bris Milah you can't do that. So every day is important. But the Alter Rebbe says, no. Suus Pidyon HaBen Bizman, give Suus Mila. But he says, no, the Pidyon of Ali, Ira Eze Oda, Shalom Adom Yom Lam Al, Eilu Vlos Merv Shabbos, Lasso Asud, Shal Mishnah, the Kevan, Shanitchis, the Mitzvah Mizman, Yud Kena. They cover the Shabbos. But he says, what could you do? If there below Suda Shal Mishnah. But he says, what you could do is, in other words, Pashas says, the Magen Avraham says, you shouldn't have the Suda on Friday for Pidyon HaBen. You should push it off. But the Alter Rebbe gives another Eitzah, that if dead below Suda shall Mishnah. In other words, don't serve wine at the meal. So then, because he's working with like the Taz, that the Iker Isser is the Suda shall Mishnah. That's where Gutman quotes. So we said there are different shitas about when Pidyon HaBen. Either it's the 31st day, that's the Magen Avraham's shita, and the Yireyim and the Shach say it's 29 and a half days and 44 minutes and Tov Shin Tzadi Gimel Halakim. So it's, and that could come out, in other words, according to the Magen Avraham, the first day, if a person's born 5 minutes before Shkia, so the first day is 5 minutes. According to the Yireyim, the Shach, no, you have to do 29 Me'is La'isis. So that could be, depending upon what time of the day the kid was born, it could be earlier or later. Then we had the Maram Shik, has the three shitas about what's the din of Pidyon HaBen Shalom Bizman. What is the din of Pidyon HaBen Shalom Bizman? This is on packet. Packet hay. Does anyone have a packet hay here in front of them? Oh, we could do. Let's see what time is it. We could do that. In other words, the three sheets are going to be what? Whether once you really should be on the 31st day, but if you missed it, do it as soon as possible, or once you miss it, you can do whatever. But okay, you know that we'll pick up one day tomorrow with that question 30. Okay, here, let me say hello to everybody. Datan, how are you? And Yitzchak Carroll and Yehuda Shitris, how are you doing? Hey, Roey, how are you? Roey's Washington, a big week coming up.
Yeah, it's a little intense here.
It's a little intense in Washington.
Yeah, I mean, it's always intense.
Yeah.
Extra intense.
You have to calm things down there.
Yep. And, yeah, just...
Oh, God. I wouldn't want to go out in the streets there. You know, stay safe. Forget COVID. You know, just, you know...
Exactly.
Yeah. And Ilan, good morning, and Mayor... Good morning, and Michael. See, we got a good Montreal shout-out today.
Thank you.
Okay. And Yitzchak, Carol, and Yonah Moisey, Avishai Samoa, good morning to you all. Dr. Presby, good morning. And Moshe Carroll, good morning. Benjamin Aberman, good morning. And Yonah Moisey, and Ferrari, thank you for the... Akiva Popper is the president of SOI. Okay, so you're a presidential person. So there's a big elections coming up. No, Ivan, you have to hold down the polls. And Yonah and Yosef Katan in the morning. And Yitzchak Karo, Yosef Moshe Karoi, Dr. Presley Akiva, Daniel Albert, good morning. And Avishai, your mayor, Yosef Katan Ivan, Yonah Moisim. Okay, I think we got everybody. Okay, Rabosai, so keep doing Chazara. Go over everything we did. And Bez Hashem. This Sunday also, I think we're going to have an earlier shiur. I have to go someplace. So this Sunday, I think we're going to have a shiur at 10 instead of 11 for this Sunday. Okay, Bez Hashem. Okay.